Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, Angel Air listeners. Thank you so much for tuning in to tonight's special edition show. We have a beautiful and wonderful guest. Her name is Wendy Rose, and she will be coming on here in just a few minutes to share with us her beautiful path, her journey, and to give us a gift tonight, which I'm really, really excited about. It is a beautiful meditation into the inner child. And I have a few things I actually want to share about this before bringing our beautiful guest live on air. I'm hoping that our listeners who are tuning in to tonight's show can somehow relate to this, that, you know, when we are walking our journey and when we are walking in our path and we are going through a transition, and, you know, whether it's something that we are working ourselves through, and it can be anything. It could be something that's positive. It can be something that might be a trial or tribulation. It could be something that, you know, you're just working on maybe bringing your barriers down and allowing yourself to walk in a path of light that allows you to breathe in a way you may not have experienced before, but you're allowing yourself to be vulnerable in. And I guess maybe the key word here for me right now is the word vulnerable, allowing your mind, your body, your spirit to be open and receptive to whatever it is that you're going through in your life, and maybe dial in or find a common thread or find maybe something that has happened in your past. And, you know, it could be anything that is something that has happened to me in your childhood or as a teenager or as a young adult or even as an older adult or an elder. And it's interesting because when I work with clients and they're battling something that the spirit inside of them is asking for it to be unveiled or revealed, a lot of times it goes back into something that has happened in whether it's a past life or a past relationship or something that, you know, may have caused turmoil or something that may have suppressed an emotion or a thought or an energetic cord. And then it pops up to us later on in life. And one of the things that I find is that when we go back to that common thread, a lot of times it leads to an inner child that is sometimes even crying out to be seen or to be shown in a light that says, hey, you know what? I am going through something right now, and I'm really asking you to allow yourself to be vulnerable and see me in the energy or the emotion or the state that I'm currently in right now. And I have to say it's so interesting because when I'm working with people on this, and even myself, now don't get me wrong, I work constantly on my spirit and myself and helping to heal, helping to serve, and helping to bring joy to my inner children that are all inside of me. It's very interesting because sometimes things come out that we don't expect, but sometimes they are the greatest revelations that make the most and utmost sense of things that we're going through in our lives. And when we're able to connect to that child that's inside of us that says, hey, like, let me out. I'm not having enough fun in the moment of where I am in my life right now with you. Or, you know, I'm going through something that's causing me to be sad or very, very emotional. And I'm just asking to be held and to be loved and to be caressed. And, you know, just maybe paying some attention to when we embrace that child that's inside of us and even hold it for a second or for a minute or for 5 minutes or even 20 minutes and give that child unconditional love, we're really feeding our soul and we're feeding our spirit that love. And, you know, as life continuously pushes us and asks us to, you know, bring these things to the surface, and the more that we allow ourselves to face that truth, we really become so connected with all the different facets of our spirit. And I'm so excited to have Wendy on tonight because She has got some amazing expertise advice with this, and she is going to give us such a gift, like I mentioned before, and bringing a beautiful meditation into our lives tonight. And I truly feel that she's giving us a tool for our toolkit that, you know, when we're going through things, and whether, again, it's pleasant, maybe unpleasant, or something that's unexpected, we're going to be able to use this tool to take us to this place and allow us a safe, secure, loving place where we can just be ourselves and allow what needs to happen to happen. And I'm really happy because I know that I can definitely use this tonight. And, you know, the universe works in such the divine timing, as I'm sure Wendy and her loving partner, Sam, can attest to in coordinating this show for tonight, that the universe has a most amazing, awesome, perfect plan that we can't even begin to fathom. But when the pieces start to come together and the colors of the picture are brought to our attention, sometimes it is just completely mind-blowing. And meeting this special guest who's going to come on here in just a minute, she brings so much light into a room, into a space, and she's just a bundle of joy. And when you speak with her, she brings this calming energy to you that gives you this fresh breath of air. And those kind of connections are ones that I find not only breathtaking, but ones that, you know, you can sit and talk with for such a long time, and time just flies by, and it has no space or any limit, and you feel so rooted and so divinely connected with her. And I'm very, very excited to have our listeners experience this beauty that she brings to the table, into the air. And without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and bring this love bug on. So give me one moment here, listeners. Wendy, love, are you there?
I am here, yes.
I'm so grateful to have you on tonight's show. And, you know, I hope I didn't take too much away from, you know, what you are going to be giving us tonight. But I just want to say that I wholeheartedly believe in what you're doing. And whatever beautiful method that you are using, it's truly, truly so important. And a lot of the work that I do, and I don't know if I've even gone in depth with you about this, because I know we've had beautiful conversations that have gone back and forth about this and about many other wonderful things as well, but the inner child inside us is just craving sometimes to come out. And I think that, you know, when you're able to connect with that child or the children that are inside of us, it brings apart a new opening in our hearts. And I'm just thrilled that somebody else has gotten that picture, and whatever beautiful picture you paint us tonight is just going to be so divine and so beautiful. And so I love you, and I'm really, really happy that you're here on the air tonight. And again, listeners, I just want to say, Wendy Rose is such a breath of fresh air, and you're going to hear her voice, and you're going to hear how calming it is, and you're going to fall in love with her just like I did. And I'm just so excited. So I am going to hand the floor over to you, sweetheart, and you go ahead and you talk about whatever you want, whether you want to start with how you got into what you're doing and then lead us into the rest of the evening. But it is your night to shine, as you always do. So please share with us more of you.
Thank you so, so much. I so appreciate you. I'm honored to be here in this moment. Thank you. What you share was truly beautiful from your heart. It was very heartfelt, and I felt that. Thank you so much. And connecting to our inner child is the biggest gift that we can give to ourselves, because if we really want to get to that place of love, self-love and acceptance for ourselves, it's really connecting to that child that just wants to be seen and to be heard. And so I'd like to share a little bit about my story and some of my childhood experiences that really opened things up for me. As a child, I spend most of my time outside in nature because that's where I felt most connected. And I would look up into the sky and say, okay, what is this place? What is my purpose? And even as a young child, I felt and I heard I was to be a teacher of the heart. I didn't know exactly what that meant, but just the thought of that, I felt calm and I felt at home. And I knew that someday that would lead me. And so I recall I was 7 years old, and I can recall my mother being on the telephone. And she was talking to somebody, and she said, you know, all I got to do is find myself. And when I find myself, everything's going to be okay. And it was a light just opened up inside of me. Mm-hmm. And I felt in that moment that was my purpose. I had to go find myself. So what I did here, I'm 7 years old, and I'm in second grade, and I wanted to invite everybody along to go find themselves. So this was the next day at school, and in the cafeteria at lunchtime, and I'm going to every single table. Now here there's first, second, and third graders.
Okay.
And I would yell and go to each table. I said, I'm going to go find myself. Would you like to come along? Now, I had no clue really what this meant, but it felt right. And I was so driven and so excited, I just wanted to share it. So thankfully, I had a young boy who actually was someone that lived across the street from me. He said, yeah, sure, I'll go find myself. So I said, great, I'll pick you up after school. So when I went home, I said to my mother, I said, Mom, I'm going to go out and find myself. And she said, oh, that's really nice. I said, can I have some cookies on the way? She went, sure. And I just want to pause for a moment because I know my mom is listening. I just want to thank you, Mom. I love you very, very much for allowing me be the free spirit that you've always seen me to be.
Aww, so that, you're a beautiful sweetheart.
Yeah. So I went across the street, and I picked up this young boy. His name was Richard, and I said, let's go. We're going to go find ourselves today. He said, okay. So at that time, I lived about a mile away from school, and back in the 70s, it was safe for children to walk by themselves. So we walked, and we walked back to what was familiar, and then we walked beyond school into what was not familiar, it was unfamiliar. But I was following a feeling. And so we got to this spot, and it was a wooded area, but there was also a store that was close by to this wooded area. And it felt right. And I said, okay, here we are. We're just going to stand here. We're going to wait because we're going to find ourselves. Again, I had no fear whatsoever.
Wow.
And Richard said to me, he says, well, where are we going to sleep? And we don't have any food left. We ate the cookies that your mom gave us. What are we going to do? And I said, it's okay. We're going to be okay. And so we stood there for about like an hour and a half. And I'm just blissfully just looking around. I have no worries. And all of a sudden, we see these three women walk up towards us. And one of the women was his mother and two other mothers. I lived in a neighborhood that was a cul-de-sac, so every mother knew all the children. And so they came to us. They were quite angry and upset. And what they found out is that Richard had told his siblings, I'm going to go run away with Wendy. So, because he didn't know what finding myself meant, he thought we're just going to go run away. And so they said, why did you run away? And Richard points to me like, well, it was her idea. And I looked at these three women and I said, I didn't run away. I went to go find myself. And they looked at me, all three women, like I had four heads.
Oh, my goodness.
They had no idea what I was talking about. So in that moment, that was a pivotal moment, because I got a few things from that moment, is that I got that, well, always assumed that someone that's older is wiser, but I saw that they weren't awake, that there was something inside that they were still sleeping. And the second thing I got was that I'm not to find myself outside of myself, that I'm to find myself within, meaning that the power comes from being connected within oneself. I knew that in that moment. And then that opened up the space for me to, I became the ultimate observer. And another way of building that was I became more present with my witness.
Mm.
So people would see me as the quiet, shy child. But really I wasn't. There was so much that I would say that I was holding a sacred space.
Wow.
And so from that,
that is beautiful.
Thank you. It was an awesome, wonderful gift, that experience. And it also caused a few challenges, you know, so evolve and grow and love myself more. And so that led me to discover and study A Course in Miracles. And I discovered that in my early 20s. And I still follow a lot of the teachings today. And one of the sayings in The Course in Miracles is, teach only love, for that is who you are. And again, that was a pivotal moment for me that, okay. Again, that's going even deeper into loving myself and just being and being who I am. Another saying from A Course in Miracles that I absolutely love that really resonates for me is, I am the light of the world. That is my only function. That is why I am here. And so again, it's, wow, all it is that I need to do, all it is that everybody needs to do is to just be their beautiful, magnificent self. And when you're being in that space of your magnificence, you inspire others to do and be the same. And so from that, I knew that, okay, my path was the healing arts. And so when I stepped into that, there's so many different directions. So I just, again, I've always been spirit-led. I've always listened to my divine wisdom. And I said, show me the teacher. What is it that I'm to learn now? And so I learned, the first thing I learned in healing arts was massage therapy. And then it continued from there, and I learned, you know, became a Reiki master teacher in 97, integrated energy therapy, been a teacher since 2000, became an interfaith minister from the school, from Circle Miracle School and Ministries in 2002, and just continued. And learning all of these amazing modalities and using these powerful tools in my life, there was something that was calling me. There was something that for me to birth, a system of healing, first for myself and then to extend it out and share it with others. I had such a strong desire to go even deeper into really loving myself and accepting myself just as I am. So what I did was I retreated into my healing room in my home for about a month. And I channeled from my higher wisdom and from spirit what is now the Inner Child Reconnection Program. And this is such a powerful, profound healing that is so gentle and so nurturing when you connect with your inner child. It's not as scary as a lot of people think that it is. And I can recall the moment when it was complete. I came out of the room and I shared and read the inner child, you know, outline and the whole program to my sweet beloved, Sam Haynes, we work side by side. And we were both lifted. And there was this immense joy and excitement and the sense that this was something of great power and substance. So the two of us, both me and Sam, we immediately beautiful space. And what I'd like to share from that, what I experienced, is I'd like to share the experience of healing my preschooler self, because you go through six different stages. But this one was the most significant for me. Your preschooler, this is the ages between 3 and 6 years old. And this is the energy of when a child becomes I am someone. So this is where your imagination blossoms. And you're really inspiring to just be your beautiful essence, schooler self. And I was quite surprised what I saw. She took me into a movie theater. And she showed me what the world represented to her. So I saw on the movie screen all these people. And all of a sudden, they change into these horrible-looking monsters. And they changed from their thoughts and their emotions, especially negative thoughts and emotions. They would step out of being just a regular person and into a monster. That was what the world represented to her. And as I was there watching this, there was an immediate feeling, a familiar feeling that I had within me most of my life. And that was fear. That was afraid and fearful of others. And then that core belief, there were two core beliefs that showed up, that this world is not safe and I don't belong.
Wow.
So I took her by the hand and I asked her, I said, will you show me a world that you would feel safe in? It could be any world you want. So I took her by the hand and I took her into another movie theater. And the movie screen was blank. I said, show me. Show me your purpose in this world. So all of a sudden, I saw on the movie screen a happy place. Rainbows, bright. And there were people and there were animals living in harmony together. And you can see, I could see on the screen that there were light colors, beautiful bright light colors around people. And there were also, if somebody was feeling sad, then the beautiful bright light color would become dark. And then I saw that she would, if she saw anybody that had any dark colors around them, she would stand in front of them, smile and beam a bright light from her heart. And then all of a sudden the darkness would be lifted and the person was renewed. And from that experience with her, it was the biggest shift that happened in my life. Huge change. I felt for the first time in my life that I belong. About a week after this healing to a women's gathering, and there were 10 women, and I only knew one woman. And in the past, I probably wouldn't have gone, or if I went, I would feel that fearful feeling that I don't belong and this world's not safe. When I walked in there for the first time, I felt safe. I felt loved.
Wow.
I felt supported for the first time. So there's,
how liberating.
What's that?
I said, how liberating that must have felt for
huge.
You, being able to do that. I mean, that's like your spirit just gaining freedom, you know? That's incredible.
Absolutely. It was huge, and it's still with me to this day. And the biggest gift that I've received from healing my inner child was there is absolutely nothing wrong with me, that there was nothing to fix. I just needed to love and accept myself more, to hold myself, and to listen without judgment.
I think one of the hardest things for us to do is, you know, when we go through this, is we're so harsh on ourselves, you know, like when you say not judging, that is one of the hardest things to do and to overcome, because we're so easily susceptible in putting ourselves in that mindset. So just hearing you say that is so refreshing, because when we get out of that judgmental zone, it takes us to a whole nother level of acceptance with our spirit.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And so what some of my clients that have gone through the Inner Child program have overcome deep emotional trauma, as well as, you know, having relief from the physical manifestations of that trauma. They've experienced, you know, lasting growth in their relationships. The most important is with themselves and others. And that they've achieved this deeper peace that is within them. And through that, connecting to that deep peace, I want to share and give you and everybody that's listening that will ever listen to this the gift and connecting to your inner child and going into what I call your heart garden. And the heart garden is the most sacred, the most holy space that lives within us. It's there always. And so I would like to guide everybody into this enchanted heart garden. And the heart garden isn't necessarily, it could be something different for everybody. It could be the beach. It could be, you know, in the sky on a fluffy cloud. That could be your heart garden. It's just that was the name. But it's that profound stillness, that profound peace and that love that exists, that you can go to and just be in it as long as you want at any time.
Well, I'm excited, love. Please take us there. Please take us on a journey. My inner child's like screaming, please, Anita, take me there. I'm probably going to cry, and I'm okay with that, but I am just needing this so bad tonight, so I am all yours. My spirit and my soul and my heart are all yours. And to all those that are listening, I know that we can just have a little bit of TLC for ourselves tonight with this. So soak this up, because I for sure am.
Wonderful. Thank you. So the first thing that I would like for everybody to do is to set your intention for this healing meditation and connecting with your inner child. So whatever it is that you like to heal or clear or manifest, whatever it may be, I'm going to give you a moment to think of that. Okay, I invite everybody to take in a deep breath and slowly exhale. Take in another deep and full breath and exhale completely. Continue breathing deeply and feel more and more peaceful and calm with each breath. Let the inner voices of your mind become quiet. As thoughts come into your mind, come by. Let your breath return to a comfortable, relaxed, and normal rhythm. Imagine that you are surrounded by white light. The light protects you and makes you feel safe and secure. Imagine you are walking along a beautiful, well-lit path in a safe and serene place in nature. Feel the peace and the support that is all around you. Your senses. What do you see, hear, smell, and feel? As you're walking along your path, you see an illuminated door just ahead of you. The closer you get to this door, you feel even more peaceful and revitalized. You're standing in front of this special door with healing light streaming out from all sides. You made it. This is the door to your heart garden. This is your true home where anything that you need or desire is here for you. You open the door and walk through. You instantly feel through your entire body and all of your cells vibrate health and well-being. You also know in your mind and you feel in your heart that you are deeply loved and supported by the divine creator and the whole universe. It is your time to experience your deepest joy, as well as the profound peace and stillness. Now remember, you have special superpowers in your heart garden. You can do anything you desire. The invitation, play to your heart's content. Fly like an angel. Swim like a dolphin. Sing your soul's song. Dance your soul's dance. Create your masterpiece, whatever that may be. Now, it's time to meet a special light being, one of your guides, that is with you at all times. Notice in your heart garden a sacred circle that is surrounded by the violet transmuting light. Step into the middle of the circle and feel renewed, alive, rejuvenated. Look several feet in front of you and see your light guide gracefully moving towards you. You may invite your light guide into your sacred circle at this time if you wish. Be present with your light guide. If you have a question or would like to receive a message at this time, do that now. Now see in your heart garden an open, clear space. Standing in the middle is your inner child. Look at your inner child. How old is your inner child? Child, appear to be feeling. Walk over, get to eye level, and talk with your inner child. Ask them what they need from you in this moment. They may need acknowledgement, acceptance, love, or just simply to be seen by you. If you are feeling strong emotions at this time, ask your light guide to support you with peace and love and surround you and your inner child with light. And just know that you and your inner child in this moment are surrounded with the highest vibration of divine love. I invite you to take your inner child by the hand as your light guide leads you both to another area of your heart garden where you see a beautiful object. As you walk towards it, you notice it is made of pure crystal. It is your special crystal healing outside. It may to be appear of regular size, but on the inside, it may be as big as you wish. Step inside with your inner child and feel peace and the profound holiness of this space. Find a cozy place to sit or lie down comfortably. As you and your inner child settle in and feel deeply relaxed, you see and feel the crystal walls illuminate with bright healing light that is surrounding and embracing your entire body, mind, and soul.
I think I feel a tuning coming in.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Bright light and this beautiful healing tone settle into your crown chakra, into your third eye. Now feel it move down to your throat and the back of your neck. Feel it settle on each shoulder. Feel the warm healing light as it blossoms in your heart. Now feel it move down your ribs and into your belly. And down through your navel and into your lower abdomen and your root. As the light and warmth moves down your legs to your feet, begin to feel present and grounded. Come back to your breath as this energy flows into the Earth Star and into your life. And so it is. And so whenever it is that you need to go back into your heart garden, it's there for you, whether this is a familiar place for you or it's something completely new. And also what I experience when I go into my heart garden, sometimes it's a whole other garden. So I invite you to use this beautiful tool to go into, and it's there for whatever it is that you need in each moment in your life.
Thank you, love, so much for sharing that. That was absolutely beautiful and divine.
Thank you, and thank you for your beautiful honing, that beautiful, I felt it on every level. I just felt my whole entire energy, just my whole being expand out. Thank you so much.
Thank you for allowing my energy and my heart to shift yet again. I just want to share with the listeners that, you know, I allow myself to be in this sacred space and place. And Wendy, your voice is so soothing and immediately allows the walls to come down and everything to just melt away and allow what needs to happen, happen. And I've got nothing but like tears in my eyes. I want to say thank you.
You are so welcome. Thank you for giving me this opportunity to share, to allow divine love to just flow through my voice and touch the heart and the soul to everybody that is listening right now.
I'm so grateful because, you know, there's some days, you know, that are, how shall I say, certain days are more sparkly than others, but, you know, we go through so many settings and so much transition to keep evolving and allowing the divine God or goddess or both energies to come out and be in a place of full acceptance. And as I constantly do my inner work and really allow all the children inside of me to come out and be fully loved and warmly received,
it becomes apparent to me that, you know, we constantly shed to come back to the divinity of who we truly are. And that goes back to the beginning of the story you shared with us, is finding ourselves. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'm at the point in my life where any inner child that I truly have and I'm really working on is from the age of 16 to 25, and they're usually consolidated. But if I look at them, I can see the multitude of the faces come out. But right now, when you, you know, said, is there something that, you know, the child wants to see or speak or needs, you know, help or healing from, what I got from mine was understanding and heart healing. And as soon as I allowed that inner child to come out and say that, tears just poured down my face, because that is what my soul is asking for right now. And it's so important that we attune ourselves with that, because when we do, we release and we allow that part of us to come out and to heal, and pieces of any energy that no longer resonate with our vibration to uplift and allow a safe haven for it to exit, knowing that we aren't judging ourselves, that we are loving ourselves on all aspects of who we are. And it was just so beautiful, the picture that you painted, because my door was a rainbow door, and I saw beautiful golden heart and red heart right before you said it was the heart garden door, and it was magnificent walking in it. And the grass was green, and I dove into the soil because I need the nutrients from Mother Earth. And I saw myself swimming in water right as you were seeing swimming with the dolphins, which I will do in the physical presence in this lifetime as many times as I can.
Beautiful.
But being in the water, is completely healing for me. And I just, my cells just release when I'm in water. Just, you know, anything just seems to just dissipate instantaneously. And then I saw Archangel Mikael, and he was there, and he just helped me, and he said, love is on its way. And I just cried, and I cried some more, and he just held me in that circle. And, you know, he is just a founding father of mine, and I just, you know, I miss him, even though I know he's with me every day. But being in that moment just made me feel so safe and so loved and secure, and I just, I needed that. So I'm sharing this with you and with those that are listening, because I want them to know that, you know, they can be in this place and feel all the wonderful things that we're allowed to feel, and allow ourselves to be as open as we can. And when we do, so many things transpire from it. I just want to say thank you for that, because I needed that, and I knew my heart needed it. And some of came at a more divine time tonight, and bringing that energy in. And so thank you for that, sweetheart. I'd so appreciate it. And I know that we only have a few minutes left, but I do want our listeners to know your information, most importantly.
Oh, thank you.
How they can connect with you and where they can get a hold of you and schedule a session with you. So please, please
thank
share with
you.
Us everything.
Oh, and I just want to also acknowledge my sweet beloved Sam Haynes, who is here with me. And as everybody was going through the heart garden, he was working with the healing angels, working with the integrated energy therapy. So part of our work is that we work together. We bring both the masculine and the feminine energy. So he was holding immense sacred space and being a channel of healing, of that healing, angelic energy coming through and helping everybody. So I just wanted to say thank you, Sam. I love you very much, my sweetheart.
Thank you, Sam.
So some events. I have two meetup groups. First, the first and the third Monday of each month, I actually do what I just did with you, this meditation and going into the heart garden and healing your inner child. And so we do that. It's just a full meditation, and again, healing the child. And I bring in it in one of the healing angels, and I read a message from them. And the second Wednesday of each month, we have a IET energy share. So for people who have never experienced it, you know, are welcome to come and experience. And also those that have experienced it, a lot of my students like to come and practice a wonderful time to come and experience healing and share in that. Also, January 21st, which is a Thursday, Sam and I are going to be at the Being One Center in Warminster, and we're doing a two-hour healing your inner child workshop from 7 to 9. I also like to share that every month I offer 5 IET workshops. The one is the Healing Angels of the Energy Field. The second is the IET with Pets. So I teach people how to work with cats, dogs, and horses. And I live on a horse farm. So when we get to learning about horses, we get to actually practice on the horses, which is quite exciting. And then also I teach the basic, intermediate, and advanced level of integrated energy therapy. And I'd usually do that in one weekend. And so for those body workers out there and health practitioners, you can receive 32 credit hours by taking 4 of these classes.
Wow.
So this is my joy and my love. And Sam and I, again, we do duo sessions, and we work with people individually. And when you go through the Inner Child program, we work with you. So you get both of us. So if you have issues with healing the mother wound, then, you know, that's where I come in, or the father wound, and that's where Sam comes in. So it's a beautiful blend of just bringing the wholeness together. So you can find me. My website is my name, www.wendyrose.com, one word. And I spell my name with an I. Usually Wendy is spelled W-E-N-D-Y, but I spell it with an I, and I dot it with a heart.
You're so precious.
Thank you. And my email is wendy@wendyrose.com. So make it really easy for everybody.
Well, I thank you, my love, for sharing all of that and allowing our listeners a way to connect with you on a multitude of different levels. And I highly encourage all those who have tuned into tonight's show to please share this episode with friends and family and loved ones, and really allow them a time and a place where they can go into their sacred space of their inner child and their heart garden and receive what it needs the most at this time. And Wendy, I'd love to have you come back on the air maybe during the spring or summer when the energy is blooming and more things are in fruition, and share with us another meditation or whatever you feel guided by your people and your angels. I would absolutely love that. And you know, you're always such a joy. I just remember the first time meeting you, and then how our loving friendship has developed, and how amazing of a person and a spirit you are. So thank you for coming to Earth lifetime and for doing all the wonderful work that you are doing and will continue to do. So thank you for being a beautiful guest on tonight's show, and I wish you nothing but the absolute best.
Thank you so much. So much love to you and to everybody listening.
Thank you, sweetheart. You have an enjoyable evening, and we'll be in touch.
Wonderful. Okay.
Thank you. Okay, well, there you have it, Angel Air listeners, as we are doing the final countdown to the end of the show. I just want to remind all of our wonderful guests and our wonderful fans that we air Angel Air TV show every Wednesday in the local Philadelphia city on the Philly Cam TV station at every Wednesday, 5 p.m., Comcast 66, 966, Verizon 29 and 30. I do want to let our listeners know that next month we will be airing a Simona and her divine demonstration of her work and what she does. And that will be for the whole month of February. So she will be our love guest on Angel Air. And then we also have Angel Air Radio that is airing on Wednesday in the evenings as well, from 7 to 8. And guests are always to be announced and to be determined as we flow with the energy of the universe. And you can go ahead and look us up on YouTube for any interviews, any shows that you would like to get caught up on. Keywords are Angel Air, as well as Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And you can also check out our website, angelairuniversal.com. It has all of our information on there, all of our latest TV episodes, and more information about myself and what I do. So feel free, if you have any questions about tonight's show, you would like to reach me at angelairnetwork@gmail.com.